out, and also lahadra to make it burn. The Tanakam is Sovolo Kreb Yosi. The Yomar Havor Lalav Yosis. He learns Poshit. The case is we had him want to do both things. He had him want to take out the bottom coals to make them burn better and cover up the top ones to put the top ones out. Sitaki had him want to do both Lichvois Lahavir. Tanakam is Sovolo Kreb Yosi. The Yomar Havor Lalav Yosis. That Havor is only a lav on Shabbos, not a nav malocha. That's why you only get one chatis, not two. For Reb Lozer, Reb Sotis, it says the Chayiv too, Sovra Hills like Reb Nosson, the Yom Avor, and the Chalik Yosef, that the reason why Torah says an extra time, like Sevar Reish, Bechol Mashu Seichem, even though it was Nichla and the Lama Tes Melochas, not the Pshat is Tam, Lelav Yosef, but rather teach us the Chalik Yosef, that for every Av Melocha, you get a separate Chiyiv Chatis. Now, Rav Amurava says another Pshat, that Lahak to Mika Benar, like we had before, and that was his kavon. He did the opposite way. The hidlek v'kavo v'tchiyachas. He did the opposite way of v'tchiyachas with one putting out. So therefore, one movement. The Tanakama is chayish lemuktim amucha. Tanakama holds since he did not do it the right way, he's not chayish twice, but one he is. Rashi says, because we said even though he didn't do the right one first. But it's not called to do the second one second, since it happened with Asachas, like, I'll call upon him one Yechayiv. And Reb Lezer is not Chayiv Shlachtim Lamacher, and therefore he says, even though he had come on to do one before the other, Lamais is called to do both of them, therefore he holds Yechayiv. Now, Ravashi says, Gershneskavin Lichbois Vihaviru Malayim. You had Kavana just to make a Maisa Kibui, you had Kavana Bika to put out the top ones. And by itself, like a gain of miskavin, the bottom one started to burn better. But Tanakama, Sablok Reb Shimon, the other Dover, Shane miskavin is potter. That's why he held the only chayiv one and not two. Reb Lezer, Reb Sedek, Sablok Reb Yehuda, the other Dover, Shane miskavin is chayiv. So according to Reb Yehuda, that Dover, Shane miskavin is chayiv, here also. Even though you're not miskavin to make the bottom ones burn better, for the mice you made them burn better on Shabbat, that's why you chayiv twice. That's how it gives in the Gemara. Toysis there is the kasha and the Gemara Ksubus is a mashmum, but Toysis pshat there that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds Dover Shani Miskavin is also on Shabbos is only Midirabonim. As I call upon him Midirais, he after Melechus Mach Shabbos is allowed also Midirais, only Midirabonim. And here it's mashmum that Yechai Vachatis, so mashmum it's also Midirais. So Toysis wants to change the gears here and says here about attack a song about where it's a psik ratio, so consider like it is the Miskavin, but the Ptur is Arab Locha Shain Surich Lagufa. That's what Tanakam old Yipota. Because not because of Einu Miskavin, but it's called the Dover Mlocha Shem Tzrich Lagufla. Like really, that's the next part in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Tanar Rabbanim, Ha Achoyte Gecholim B'Shabbos. Somebody was like Achoyte, putting his shovels, like moving around the coals, burning coals on Shabbos. This Chamin, the reason why he was pushing them aside was to make the heat come up. This Chamin Be'em. And what happened was, V'hur Avru Me'Leim, by itself now started to get more hotter, to burn better. The coal started to burn better. So Tony Chodin, one price says, Chai, Yitaka Chai, for the Yisab Avoro on Shabbos. But Tony Dechpot, Yipotter on the Avoro of Shabbos. So Mer explains, Chodin, Tony Chai, the one that says, Yichai, Ksobar, Mlocha, Shein, Tzvichel, Gufis, Chai, Volei. This is called the Mlocha, Shein, Tzvichel, Gufis here. It's not called the Enim Eskavin. Because she had in mind to do this mice of taking out the shovels full of the coals. So the action you did, you had in mind. Just you did not have in mind to make it burn better. You only had in mind that the heat should be dispersed, come up. So that's called the melacha shein tzrich legufa. You mischaven, you knew what you were doing. Just you don't have intentions for that melacha. That's called the melacha shein tzrich legufa. You do not need the guf of the melacha. The guf of the melacha is to make it burn now, and you don't need that burning. You only want the heat to come up. So the Tanakam it says you pot the holds. Melacha shein tzrich legufa is poter alei, and the one that holds chayiv, the water tani chayiv, because melacha shein tzrich legufa is chayiv alei. That's machlekes Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The water tani poter more says because melacha shein tzrich legufa poter alei. That's this machlekes. That's where we learn pshat. It's not a machlekes in Dover Shani Miskavin. It could be really a subsik ratio. It's called you have kavanah over here. Machlekes is you don't have kavanah for the guf of the melacha. You don't really need this havara. In the Mishkan, when they made havara burning something, they needed the fire. Here, the fact you're making these coals burn better is not the pshat. You need the coals. You don't need the burning of it. So
So it's called the Mlocha. So it's Shrich Lagufo. So that's the Machlokes. If you're Chayiv Allah, you're not. That's the Machlokes with a Chayiv too, or what? Hadjun Alecho Sofak Ochal Chelv. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Ochal Dam Shchita? Somebody eats the dam of a Shchita from a Behema, the Chayiv Oif. If you eat the blood that comes up a Shah Shchita, whether it's a Behema with a Chayiv with a Zanoif, Bein Temei and Bein Terim, whether Behemas are Temei and Terim, there's still Nisa Chiv Chorus, eat the dam of a Behema. What about dam nechira? Not that you made a shechita, but dam nechira means you just dam cut off. The dam that comes up a shah shechita, that you stab, let's say, you stab a bal chai by its neck, and the blood comes dripping out. The kitz of the neshama goes out through this. That's also chayv karas. Hu adim dam ikar. The dam that you uproot the simonim, the veshet, and the kona. You uproot them, you tear them out, and the blood starts dripping out. That dam is also called dam hanefesh, that you chayv karas. Dam hakoza, let's say stam by a balchai, that you made like an operation, then you stam cut it, and you want it for a fuah that the blood should come out. But shanashama yoitze bo chayovim alof. The dam that comes out, that the neshama comes out with it, that dam hakoza, you chayv koros if you eat it. The Gemara will explain exactly what dam that is. That's kozman shemakaleh. Kozman, the dam is like a spur coming out like a faucet. Shemakaleh is dripping out. It comes out the koyach, that dam is called the dam akoza, that it's in the Sham Yetzes board that you chayv koros. Now, chayov malov, and all these dams, you chayv koros if you eat it. If you eat the kezayis, and the bemezid, you chayv koros. Now, dam atchol, the dam of the spleen, dam halev, the dam that you have in the heart of the animal, dam beitzim, the dam that's in the beitzim, Machlokes Rashi Tuv Shotim, what it means a dam of a beitz in our eggs that we eat, or it means dam beitzim of a behema, or else dam chagovim, the blood in the grasshopper, dam hatamsus, that's the dam that choices comes out after the neshama comes out, the last flow of blood that comes out afterwards, that's called dam hatamsus. Is there in chayev molof on these things if you eat them? You're not chayev chorus on this, because the pasuk says ki. Nefesh kol boso doma hi, so it has to be dama nefesh chayiv chatis. Otherwise, you're not chayiv chatis. But mashma, there is an issa though, an issa there is. So we'll see exactly if it's true of all these things the Mishnah have an issa or not. Then the Mishnah ends off and says that Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv bedama tamsa. See, he also knows the dam that comes out even after the dama nefesh, he also see chayiv chatis for that. Even for the dama tamsa, he also see chayiv. But the lock was like the Tanakama, you're part of the chorus. Elie Moore says to Rabbanim, the Pasuk says, Kol dam loy soichlu, cannot eat any dam. Is Shemayani, I hear from here, I feel the dam halchishtayim, even dam of a person, a dam that comes out from a person, there'll be nisachiv chorus, teed it. Hu adin dam beitzim, maybe sauce is the dam in an egg, dam chagovim, the dam of a grasshopper, dam dogim, dam of fish. Hakol b'chal, maybe the role b'chal this lav of kol dam l'sechel t'chayiv koros. Tamlem, the pasuk goes off and says no liyoyf ule behema. Says kol dam l'teruchlu liyoyf ule behema. So the pasuk says b'chol dam l'sechel b'chol mosh v'sechem liyoyf v'la behema. So therefore we dash in ma oif v'behema miyuchodim the separate sheish pem tumakala. They have tumakala and also they have a tumakamura. We'll soon see what that means. And also the Yeshbem Issa Veheter, there's an Issa Tidus before Shchit, the Heter Shchit with Mutter. Fein Min Bosa to Min Bosa, is Avkol, all of the Dam that comes, Avkol, she Yeshbem Tumakala. Rastav Tumakala, Rashi says Tumakala means Tumas Oichlin Bekebeitza. You have the Kebeitza of that Dam, or from the meat of the Behemoth, it has Tumas Oichlin on it. So from this Oitzi Dam Yelchishtam, I take out Dam that comes out from Nodom. Dam of an Odom, Shiesh Pem Tuma Chamura, but Vieim Pem Tuma Kal, the boss of a mace has Tuma Chamura, and Echnam is Nava Tuma. There'll be a Tumas Masa, Tumas Oil we know on it, but there's no Tumas Oichlin by a bosser. By a boss of a person, there's no Tumas or Oichlin. So therefore, since it doesn't have a Tumas Kal on the boss of an Odom, therefore the Dam that comes out from a person, there's no Isid Yiraisim, there's no Chiv Korosivita Dam of Mahal Chayishtayim. Yeah, it's so much weiter.
So therefore it's called Oitzi Dam Achishtaim Sheish Bem Tumma Chamur. They have a Tumma de Chumma, they have a Chumma de Katumma Meis, but Vein Bem Tumma Kala. Oitzi Dam also I take out the Gmona of Chafalafi, Oitzi Dam Shrotzim Shein Bem Tumma Chamura. It doesn't have any Tumma Chamura Dam Shrotzim. There's no Tumas Ava Tumma by Shrotzim. It's not Matam and Adam. Oitzi Dam Beitzim, I take out Dam Beitzim also Shein Min Besor. Beitzim is not Min Besor. Dam chagovim, dam dogim, dam fish, dam chagovim, shakuli heter, the whole thing is mutter, there's no iser. Healthy something has a heter and an iser. This does not have any iser to it, you'll not eat it. The Torah speaks for oitzi dam, shirotzim, shein bem tuma chamura, the yafak habim dos metama bemaga, and bemaga bemasa, miyule metamo, or metama maga, but bemasa miyule metama, it has no tuma samasa on it. Hoadin hazam tumas pegodim. See, if a shrotzim is not called a tumah chamura. Hoadin dam beitzim, hoadin dam chagovim, chagovim. Then a person's oif le behemo. Ima oif, or just like a oif. Shein bo klayim. Af beim shein bo klayim. Tam loim ulo behemo. Ima beim shein ho beim ala bonim. Af oif shein ho beim ala bonim. Tam loim ulo oif le behemo. So that's the drosh here. That's how we know what the yisad dam applies to and what doesn't apply to. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape. The Mishnah just said, last Mishnah was again that person eats dam of a shechit of a behem mechayi v'yoif. So he's over Chiyuv Koros. That's the klal of the Mishnah of Yid Dam, of Dam Shanefesh Yotzes Bo. So for that, you Chiyuv Koros. Any Dam that comes out from a Behemo, Chiyuv Yoif, Ben Timayim, Ben Turim, as long as it's Dam HaNefesh, you Chiyuv Koros. As the Gemara said again, the Gemara said, like the Tanur Rabbon, that called Dam, the Pasuk says, called Dam Loi Toichlu. So Shemeya Niyahif Nerafilu Dam Yahachishtain, even Dam of Anodom. Dam of a person also it should be a chiyuv koros if you eat the dam. Or else, what am I worth to say? Dam beitzim, dam of an egg, or dam chagovim, a grasshopper, dam dogim, hakol b'chal, maybe, or any dam that comes out, if you eat it, you're chayiv koros. So, Tam Lerma, the other pasuk says, no, li oif ulo behema, which says, so we dash and meet teachers, ma oif ulo behema, just like an oif in the behema, yichotim, they're special, shiyesh bem tuma kala v'tuma chamura. The absolute thing is a tumah kala means they have tumas oichlan on them. If you have the size of a kibetza, the makabel tumah, and the wooden they have a tumah chamura, there's a tumas nevela upon them. When it's nevela, it's metama b'masa. So v'yesh bem istaveter who are din a beheman an oif that is also tida before shchit, after shchit is muto. V'heim min bosa, they're both called the min bosa. I've called everything shiyesh bem tumah kala. It has to have something that has a tumah kala, means to have tumas oichlan on it. And then the dam that comes out from that is also tirit. So from this halacha, I learn out that oitzi dam mehalchestein. I take out the dam of an adam. That the halchestein means people that walk on 2 feet like a person. Their dam is no chiyuv koros if you eat it. Why? Sheish bem tumah chamura, but v'ein bem tumah kala. Like by a person, by an Odom, when he's mace, so on the mace, the tumah chamura, we know there's nava tumah, the mace itself. But v'ein bem tumah kala, there's no tumah kala, means on a mace, the boss of a mace never has a tumah oichlan on it. Either it's a nava tumah, or else it has no tumah oichlan, it's not called an oichel, the boss of an Odom. Therefore, it has no tumah oichlan on it, therefore the dam that comes out from a person, you're not chayav koros. Now, by the end of Chof Aleph,